guys, welcome to your Bachelorette After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. This was an extremely emotional night. Extremely emotional. We all had a little case of seasonal allergies, but we are going to turn it around with a little positive moment right after this. Here we go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, guys, before we get into the sadness of what took place tonight on The Bachelorette, this is your Bachelorette After Show, but right now it's about something else. It's about a promise we made to fans, and there's no way we're going to let this night end without fulfilling this promise.
No way around it.
Now's your moment. Floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon. No time will be better. Don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the guy. Sha la 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 la, my oh my. Kiss the girl. Don't you kiss the girl. We rehearsed the shalalalalala.
I think it's fair to say we gave it a good try.
I swear to God, if you guys follow Brooks or I on Snapchat,
it was way better in rehearsal.
The traffic
took an hour to get here, and
so
Brooks
excited.
And I rehearsed the whole time, and we
blew it.
You guys are so funny. They were so excited to sing this song for you.
I got caught up trying to read the lyrics. Yeah, I got stage fright. Let's blame it on that.
Yeah, I got stage fright.
You guys did a fantastic job.
We can't sing. I can barely read.
Oh, jeez. We're going to get ripped apart from this, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, I'm half tempted to say, let's start over.
Rightfully so.
We don't do that here. We take it. It's raw. It's real. We try to give you the real, unabridged version of what's happening here.
Hey,
so that
you know
was,
what? Take it or leave it. We held our promises.
It's
though.
Fine.
We're not promise breakers.
Okay.
Shitty singers, yes.
I just heard myself.
I know. Awful.
I just let it play so we could see how awful it was. People are already Snapchatting and saying it's terrible. I can't even look. This is bad.
Really? They're Snapchatting?
Guys, we did it. I'm sorry. All right. Anyway.
Let's get on to
As long as it wasn't as emotionally disappointing as tonight's episode for people, we'll be okay.
Let's do this. Let's address the elephant that's apparently, obviously, not in the room. We tried to get Chad...
Oh my goodness.
We tried to get Chad on the show. So here's the deal. I'm on Snapchat today. I know Brooks coming over. We had a meeting this afternoon on the west side of Los Angeles. And I'm looking at my Snapchat, waiting for Brooks, because he's always about 11 minutes late. With a lot of energy, but he's always 11 minutes late. And I love him for it. I was
11 minutes late because if you check my Snapchat,
you were spying
on Danny, who was singing in his bedroom, checking himself out.
I was actually singing Lainey, Dad, believe it or not. Anyways, we see Chad is in Santa Monica, Venice Beach area.
Only does Danny know where he's at, he knows the play-by-play. He's like, he's at Muscle Beach. Oh, he's on the move.
Well, he's Snapchatting the whole thing. And we're literally like 0.75 miles from where he is. I was like, Brooks, we gotta go get him on the show.
He goes, should we jump in the car?
Should we jump in the car right now?
Should we try to find him?
You guys should have.
We progressed that way.
No, you
towards
didn't.
Muscle Beach.
You were actually stalking Chad.
We stopped to get Bulletproof Coffee, the best coffee ever. Not an ad. And then I check his Snap and he was driving somewhere, playing with some food.
You missed Chad for Bulletproof Coffee.
But we do want to add.
You guys, we're disappointed in you.
So if you saw on Twitter, I tweeted him out. A lot of people retweeted it, and Brooks added some great commentary.
Let's throw some fuel on this fire.
And what happened, Brooks?
He texted us.
He DM'd Brooks with his phone number and said, text me now, bro.
Never been more excited about getting
a dude sliding
into my DM going, hey, text me, bro.
And what happened?
He was like, if you have me, I will come. And we're like, it's a barbecue, man. We got to go. And he's like, all right, I'm kidding.
We offered to buy sweet potatoes. We bought 11 pounds of meat in the freezer right now.
We were like, proteins and carbs galore, man, over here. But he said, not tonight because I can't make it.
But there's a positive ending to this.
I might be able to make it
next Monday. Next Monday, we may have Chad Johnson, the real Chad Johnson, on the show. We can't make any promises, but that might be happening. Chat world is blowing up right now. People are very excited about this.
I don't think we've had, like, quote-unquote, villain, right? Yeah. We've never been more excited to have a villain on the show.
Well, we were when Nick first came on. We were pretty excited because Nick came on. And then I feel like he changes villain status by coming on. I feel like Chad might do the same thing.
He definitely will.
I don't know if Nick had as much villain status going in, though, did he?
No, not like that.
He's kind of a fence. He was on the fence.
But yeah, Nick came on before you guys were here, though. Nick came on a long...
Danny, have you forgotten how long I've been here? I am very old and seasoned. Look at the gray hair in my hair.
Okay, I mean, here's going to be the issue for me. If Chad comes on, this is the last thing I'll say. If Chad comes on, he's coming on Hometown Date Week, which is tough because there's so much to talk about in that week. And all I'm going to want to do is ask Chad questions about the show. What really happened here? How much testosterone was in the room at this? I'm going to ask him a million questions. And we're going to take questions from you guys.
Did you not want to punch these guys in the face? We're going to need a two-hour show.
Chad will have the best commentary for Hometown Dates.
But I'm still going to want to talk to Chad about what happened early.
We'll do both.
We're going to ask Maria directly for a two-hour show. We will.
You guys, if you want Chad to be on our show, make sure you tweet him that you hope to see him on our AfterBuzz show next week.
Let's do this. Let's sync it up on Sunday night. Let's all of us just blow up.
Let's do it.
No, I think we need to start it tonight or tomorrow because we need to make sure he stays in LA for the week.
Yeah, that's a good one. He said he may be staying for the week. That's why he would come on.
Let's do a hashtag, keep Chad in LA.
In case you guys need it, his Twitter is at RealChadJohnson. JohnSon, just to be clear. So
hashtag
there you go.
Keep Chad in LA.
Yeah.
Okay, tonight, I'm not going to lie, I ended this episode with a little bit of seasonal allergies. They just hit me right there.
Why? Because you were disappointed by who went home? Or?
By seasonal allergies, you mean he cried.
Right? No tears rolled down my cheeks. I saw
some sniffles.
Okay, those were perhaps some of the most real tears I've seen from James and from JoJo. I can't think of a time that someone's been, you know, as equally as heartbroken. I won't say that. I won't say it's the most, but it's up there.
He was the real McCoy.
That's so good. How long have you been saving that? Did you just come up with that?
I thought about it earlier.
I fell for him in that moment. My gosh.
When he was saying,
what a gentleman.
When he was such a gentleman. There was such a difference between the way he went home and the way Alex went home.
Oh my God.
Alex turned his back to her. Alex had nothing. He had so much pride. He didn't want to hear it. You know?
He turned his back. He cut her off. He walked through the door frame before her. She asked if she could walk him and reached for his arm and he kept walking.
Totally.
It was not a good look. Let's do this.
Wait, one more. Well, we're going to go to it. Never mind. Proceed.
Let's go to the very top. By the way, first commercial break. Saw a little preview for Bachelor in Paradise.
Mm-hmm. I saw Nick Viall doing the T-Rex arms.
We saw the twins. We saw Lace. I saw Jared. I saw Carly. I saw Grant.
Chad.
And who else did we see? I'm trying to think.
Who's Grant?
The firefighter from the season.
Oh, yeah.
The one we were surprised. Well, we knew Grant was going to happen, but Vinny and Evan. Right. We didn't see any highlights from them, so maybe they don't have many. That's what that says to me.
I mean, I'm sure Evan's going to last like 2 minutes.
I tried really hard. I have to be honest.
I'm very surprised. So, good. Sorry, Dan.
Well, I don't know any major spoilers, but I did learn a few. I was in New York this weekend, and guys, if you saw my Snapchat, I ran into Tanner and Jade, nicest couple ever. We hung out on 4th of July night in New York City. Tanner and Jade and they're phenomenal. It was explosive. I'm Charlene. Remember Charlene, the opera singer? Charlene and Panda her husband, Bear. Who her husband Andy, coolest guy. They're amazing. Charlene, I think, got a different edit than what I saw in person. She is not that I never thought she was cool. 10 times cooler than I saw on the show. Charlene's amazing.
Yep.
And then I saw Kayla.
And you liked her a lot too, right?
Kayla is the bubbliest. She reminds me a lot of Chelsea Breech, our co-host, who is in, I think it's North Carolina or Florida. She's everywhere. With her boyfriend, who's a pitcher for the Red Sox, which is quite cool. So she sends her love from afar. But yeah, she reminds me a lot of Chelsea. She's like bright and sunshine and daisies and flowers.
But remember last season... on the show, everyone was like, oh, she's so friendly, but she's boring. Did you get that in person?
Not at all. Kayla was so much fun.
You didn't get the too
conversation
nice vibes.
Never lagged. It wasn't too nice. She was like, she was on it. She was with it. You could keep it going. She gets what's happening. She was great.
Did you guys build a fort or anything? Toy?
A toy house?
Oh, and Jared. Yeah. Jared Haibon.
Wait, so what did they tell you?
We did see his face as
right,
well.
Right, we did.
His second Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah. That is his second.
So he's been on second. Three. What are you trying to go for the record? Five?
Will be his second.
Yeah, nobody's saying three shows in the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah, the Bachelorette. This will be Jared's third stint.
Chris Bukowski was on five.
So and he's Nick Viall's now on four.
Yeah.
Nick's on the Mount Rushmore.
Getting close.
Nick is on the Bachelor Mount
He's going to have to retire. They're going to retire.
A feeling Nick's retiring after this one.
Yeah.
He worked out as hard as he possibly could to get in shape for this one.
God, looking so good, Nick, by the way.
I'm a little jealous, I'm not going to lie.
Wait, so did they give you any spoilers?
I'm not here. I don't know if they are. So I got to be careful what I say because I don't know if they're spoilers. I overheard things. We were all having a good time hanging out together at this little place on the Lower East Side of New York City. And some things were said. And I was like, wait. And I'm smart enough. Do you know how you're like somebody says a spoiler or something that could be close? And you're smart enough to
cut them off.
To deduce what that means. Mm-hmm. I kind of was like, wait, if you're – that means – And I kind of was like, no, nothing else. Because I promise I try. I don't listen to that stuff. So I don't.
I'm just envisioning you the whole night in New York.
You can't triple stamp on double stamp. But all that to say, nicest people. I was very, very, very impressed. Very cool people. And they have all agreed when they come to LA to come on the show.
Amazing.
To that, I think that's the case for most people in the Bachelor franchise. A few people that stay connected in the Bachelor alum world, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
I feel like for the most part are pretty stand-up people, even if they've gotten a bad edit or their edit was a little soft, which is kind of nice to have a new perspective.
With that said, I don't know if you guys saw my Instagram post, but I interviewed Becca Tilly over the weekend. I was at BeautyCon.
I did see your post. How'd that go?
It was incredible. First of all, there's so many celebrities at BeautyCon, and I see Becca at the end of the carpet, and I have never been so excited. I was like, Becca. It was so fun. And
had you guys met before?
We have not met before.
Oh, cool. So what did you say?
Yeah, what was your common ground? You're like, Brooks and Danny. Your intro? Did you go with The Bachelorette?
I started being like, oh my gosh, I host a show for The Bachelorette and I'm a huge fan. I love the franchise and I'm so excited to meet you. And she was so fun, so cool, and so bubbly.
Right.
And I thought she didn't get a fair edit because she seemed so fun in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on the show, she honestly seemed a little bit boring. And I don't think that
she seemed a lot of bit boring on the show.
She did. They really did not do her justice. And she's so beautiful. She's fun. She's launching her own YouTube channel in August.
Cool.
With a lot of original cool content.
Ooh,
and she also was giving me some information about the girls in the house on Chris's season as compared to the girls in the house on Ben's season.
Interesting.
Saying that the girls in the house during Ben's season were just way cooler, way friendlier.
Really?
That everyone was just like sharing things with each other, hair, makeup, all that fun stuff.
Girls on Ben's season, let me see if I got this right. On Ben's season were more friendly than
the girls on Chris's season.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, but no, that's interesting insight.
All right, well, I feel like... Gosh.
Oh, also she was trying to give me some gossip on the guys.
Uh-oh.
She said that one person who she doesn't think is redeemable is Chad. She was
really?
Like, yeah, she was like, I feel like a lot of these guys got bad edits except Chad.
For Chad? So pumped.
He embraces it. I mean,
Even better.
E even put out a thing this week and said that there's talks about, and Mike Fleiss even said, should we give him his own spinoff show? So apparently there's actually legit conversations being had about Chad Johnson getting his own spin-off.
And maybe that's why he's in town right now.
He's in town for a week. All right, so let's get into tonight. We got a half an hour to break this down, so let's do this. First, the first date card, James F. Reddit, by the way. Or James T. Reddit, by the way. I don't know why I wrote F. I have a habit of reading.
Is that a last name, by the way?
Well, I just say
John T.
It's
T, by the way.
James
but for some reason, I wrote James F. and just read it out of it. Anyways, they're in Argentina. James T. reads a card. Alex, I gaucho on my mind, love JoJo. Obviously, we know Alex went home. We spoiled this already, but did you guys see anything? Was it awkward? Did you see a possibility there? Do you think she made up her mind during the date? Tell me your thoughts.
I think she made up her mind within, like, the first couple minutes in the car.
Really?
I think she made up her mind last week, and the producers were like, no, you have to keep them.
Made her keep them?
Yeah, I think that they – actually, I wanted to say thank you to the people who comment on our YouTube videos who made me realize this. Because they were like, no, the producers probably made her keep them because she needed someone to get rid of before hometown dates.
Yeah.
If you look at who the final ones were.
Wait, but if she would have got rid of just Alex last week, she could have James go this week. And it would have been normal.
But she let both of them go.
For drama's sake, you think?
No, I think she just didn't want them
But I'm saying if she only let Alex let him go last week, she still would have had somebody let go tonight. It would have been
James
normal.
At the end of the ceremony. Right. Yeah.
I know, but I think she wanted to let them both go home last week.
Oh, and they were like, no, why don't you just keep them both home one week then?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They could have had dates planned. They could have had
does this mean you agree?
Yeah, well, for once, the contract...
What?
They might have had a contract with the dates that they were doing already mapped out, and they're like, if we lose one, we don't have that date. Anyway, what I wanted to say is the reaction to from JoJo, that whole interaction, obviously it was awkward. It was edited perfectly for that. But aside from that, it doesn't matter if you are in a car. If she was in the car with Jordan or Luke, it doesn't matter what the conversation is. They still would have been having a good time. She would have found reasons to talk to him.
Absolutely.
Right.
And she's very good at that. We've already seen that. Even if she's mildly entertained by you, she will ask questions, engage. With Alex, she's like, I do not want to be here, but I have to do this, so...
You could 100% tell, and I agree. Misha C. just wrote on chat roll, hi to everyone on chat roll, by the way.
Yo, what up, dudes and gals?
Quite a few of you tonight. Jeez, busy chat roll. Misha C., she just said, this episode is for nothing. We could have gone straight to hometowns. I kind of agree. Like, we knew it, going straight into Alex, like, okay, she's on over this. I paused it and looked at you, Christina, and I said... Look at her body language, and because you were—I think you were busy Snapchatting yourself in those great Gucci sunglasses.
Oh, true that.
But I looked at you, Christina. I paused and went back 10 seconds. I go, watch your body language. She closes her eyes, does these like long blinks. She has a major tell. She does a long blink. I do this when I don't want to say something or I'm trying to like hold back some words. I do this. And if you guys follow Princess Probs, who's one of my favorite Twitter accounts, she tweeted out. She goes, that's the last thing you want to see after you tell if you drop the L bomb with someone is the look of a girl about to throw up. But she does this thing where like she puts her finger here or someone about to throw up like, oh my god, I don't want to say something I don't mean.
And then she
reaches for her wine and takes a sip and I was like, oh god, it's over.
She's like, let me say something before I do.
Oh. Yeah.
I think it was actually a really nice date. I was so surprised with the gaucho and how he was able to put the horse down like that.
Yeah,
it was
that
such
was
an
incredible.
Intimate moment. But there is more of a relationship between the gaucho and the horse than JoJo and Alex.
Ah, that's so good. That's a great parallel. She just dropped it.
Very analogous.
It's true.
A bomb. That was good.
And also when he said gaucho or gucci, I was like, bye.
I'm your gucho.
Oh my gosh. I was like, Alex, I said bye to you like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Bye. Really bye, Felicia.
She did let him down very easy though. And I gave her props for this. She let him down in a very respectful. I was actually pretty impressed with how she did it. And very unimpressed with how he left. It
100%.
Validated every negative thought I had about him. That sucks.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You want to see a guy leave on a good note, like the way Wells left.
Right.
You know what I mean? You want to see the guy leave like, I like the guy even more.
What would you?
I liked his tweet, by the way. Sorry, on Wells. Did you see his independence tweet?
No, what is that?
Which one? He's hilarious.
He put a picture of himself and he said, celebrating independence from the oddest relationship I've ever been in.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and then he said something else. There was something else and I quoted it. I mean, it was like, he had some great tweets. I'm a big fan of his Twitter account,
actually. What would you guys have done if Alex left the way Derek left? If he was like, I'm just Alex. I'm imperfect. And he had like a crying montage in the car.
I'm not gonna lie. For a second, when you said that, I had to shuffle through faces in my brain to remember who he was.
Derek John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's terrible.
Derek or Derek? What are you saying?
Derek.
Oh.
You know,
Derek
the guy
who went
was
home
like,
last
Derek
week.
Was
that is so bad that he's so unmemorable that you forgot who he was.
Oh, that sucks.
Sucks to be Derek. He's
they didn't
perfect.
Even show the limo entrance and exit interview with Alex.
No. Wait, Brooke Johnson just said Wells snaps tonight were hilarious. What is Wells' Snapchat? I need to be on that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that either.
I bet you he'd be a solid Snapchatter. Brooks, can you
I'm on
tweet
it.
Me that? Okay, no, not you, Brooks. This other one. Brooke Johnson.
I'm going to look at Twitter and find it and then get it.
So any other thoughts on Alex? Can we move to the next date? I really have any other
thoughts on
this
guy. Please, move on.
Good God. Fine. All right. Next one, Robbie reads a date card. It's for Jordan. Let's toast to love. This date, you guys, the limo ride, the private plane, the squashing, the licking each other's feet, basically, the date, the conversation.
The athlete's face.
My God, the vibes were there.
I mean, haven't been Jordan's biggest fan, but this date kind of turned it for me.
Why?
I was just impressed by him. He was really vulnerable. And honestly, I think that he might be the front runner in my book now.
Yeah.
I feel like their connection just felt so real. And I was really impressed with him. The way he opened up about his family, I think that's really important. I don't know.
Well, to that, I also think that a lot of people don't want it to be Jordan. There might be other preconceived notions sure. that like people have.
Right,
or
that, ideas, that's how I felt.
Yeah, about who Jordan is, and I felt the same way. I was like, hey, man, he doesn't have a silver spoon, maybe as we all thought.
I think that was a big dun-dun-dun moment for America. Like, oh shoot, we've been hating on this guy. The people that were hating on him for this perceived notion. That he's, riding his brother's fame and all these things. And I think that was a lot of people were like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I think it was kind of the same thing with James, too. We all came in like, yes, James. We were super stoked about it because he was kind of the underdog and he was poised that way. And then he had a little weird moment with the whole Jordan was weird in the card game. But not to jump ahead, but, sad to see James go.
Yeah. Good I was dude. Too, but we're on Jordan's date, so let's just talk about this.
Speaking of Jordan, did you guys see? I can't remember right now who Jordan signed with or what deal he just got.
SEC.
Okay, yeah, and
SEC Network.
And there's been all this press about him being like, did Jordan really just use JoJo to get ahead? So what do you guys think about that?
Well, I'm interested in that because I always thought that he was going to be positioned for the next Bachelor. I thought that would be a really interesting story. I just don't know if that's possible if he's already signed something with the SEC.
I know. I think this tells us a lot. This tells us he won or didn't win and is not going to be the next Bachelor. Like it kind of eliminates one of the options that I think people were curious about because I think in my mind, too, he's a frontrunner. He's one of the top two, if not for me, the top one. And so this says if he won that he's got a stable job, and if he didn't, he's definitely not going the Bachelorette. So I think it clarifies some things in that. But it also, for me, I don't think he's using JoJo. I think that someone who's I don't think he chose to use JoJo. Now, if he gets this job as a result of the show, well, I think
would
that
you say right. no to it if you're like, yeah,
no,
I love sports.
Not.
I mean, look at some people. Says... For example, Becca Tilly. You mentioned Becca Tilly makes a ton of money off different kind of products that sponsor her now.
Right, of course.
I don't think she used the show to get herself a job, but did it create a platform that she's now going to walk through? Absolutely,
definitely.
I would do the same thing, and totally. I don't think there's any shame in that because Jordan has a background. In the sport, he's well-spoken, and now that people have seen him on TV, he's got even a few more eyes on him. He brings with him an audience to any network he sides with or job he joins. So the SEC Network, I think that's a huge plus on their side to go after a guy who has a name, has an affiliation with the sport, has a background, he's educated to talk about it, and now has a growing audience that he automatically will bring to their network, however many hundreds of thousands of eyes are already on him. I think it's genius.
I mean,
so,
it makes sense.
I can't fault him.
Actually, you know what, too?
Long answer, sorry.
I don't know if you guys listened to Maria's SiriusXM show, but she had me on 2 weeks ago to talk about The Bachelorette. And I, as you know, I haven't been like on Team Jordan, and I didn't really think anything about him. And to her, we had this conversation, and it was so clear to her that JoJo will choose Jordan. And I was like, really? You honestly
Maria
think
said
so?
This.
Maria said this.
Really?
And I was shocked because to me, it hasn't been black and white like that. And she's like, come on. He's like a celebrity. He has a celebrity's brother. Like, what girl wouldn't kind of be, you know, see that and like see the situation a little bit more glamorized?
I think that reduces JoJo for me. That takes JoJo down a level from the respect I have for her.
I don't know. She started to make
if
me
that's what attracts
see it a little
you to
bit differently.
Like, oh, celebrity lifestyle.
No,
let
but
me
I
see
think
this.
I think if you're in between a couple different
JoJo's
people, if you're in between two people and you love them both and you're so torn, I mean, maybe there's some part of you that you know can't help to lean towards this allure. You know,
see that's interesting.
I think
because
for some girls, yeah, but that's that girl that has that for me is a red flag girl.
I don't know. That's what she said, and I thought it was interesting.
No, totally. I think that was something we've all thought about to
sure.
a degree, right? Like who. Even the guys are like, Jordan might be a front runner or
yeah,
is a front
runner.
Yeah,
they said that this episode, too.
And someone asked, is that based on your perceptions of him or the perceptions of how she treats Luke or Jordan? I forget who asked. I think it was Robbie. But my point is, I find that interesting that Maria would say that as well, to be like, that's who she's going to choose. Because my perceptions, and I feel like other people's as well, let me know if you have any thoughts about this, but I feel like Luke is more of a match for JoJo. And that's why I've always been like, I think she's going to choose Luke. Mm-hmm. And tonight I've always reminded of that. I'm like, her date with Luke, we can talk about it later, but I felt that's the choice.
I don't know. I was torn. This is the
and
first.
I feel like she's not going to get, I feel like she'll choose that as well because that might be a deterrent for her to be like, I don't know about this whole thing about Aaron, the relationships, and being a celebrity. She's going to think about that a lot more, right. Where it's going to be more natural with Luke.
With Luke, it's just cut and dry. Like, this is who he is. This is what I get. This is the life, as we'll see next week, that I would be living with his family and Texas and country and cowboys and swoon forever.
But do you think JoJo wants Texas and country and cowboys?
That's where she's from.
I don't think she wants that. I think she made it very clear when she asked, do you want to stay in a small town? I think that was her saying, like, I don't want to be in a small town.
Well, she might want a bigger town. She might want Dallas. You know, she might want to stay in Dallas.
I mean, right. But I just think that was her kind of questioning that whole country boy scenario. But I do, I love Luke, and I kind of, that's who I want her to lean towards. But this episode, it started to change a little bit for me.
To Jordan?
Not that I necessarily want her to choose Jordan, yeah. But that's who I saw a little bit more chemistry with.
Right.
Yeah.
She seems like she dresses for that part of, like, kind of cowgirl-esque. She wears boots a lot.
She does. She carries herself like a country girl.
Kind of carries herself like hip country.
Which is very attractive. I love that.
Actually, Chelsea interviewed the stylist from The Bachelorette today, and she wrote an article on it, so you guys should go check out Chelsea's article.
I saw the tweet about it.
He described the stylist, I forget his name, described JoJo's style as sexy chic, and that if things don't fit her perfectly, she's not interested in it. And I feel like she's not like country like that. I feel like she likes the glitz and the glamour.
Well, but so you feel like she doesn't have any country elements to
her? No, I think she has some.
I think I shouldn't say anybody. I think most girls from Texas carry around a Texas persona, and they are proud of it. As most people from Texas do, but especially girls. They're proud to be. They love their Texas roots. They flaunt it, and I think a lot of guys, me included, find that attractive. I don't think No, a lot of girls that want to be like, I don't want to mention that I'm from Texas. Like, I don't talk
about it. No, I don't think anyone. I feel like every single girl I know from Texas is, like, Texas and proud.
So I take that, and then I couple that with the fact that I don't think she's a small-town girl, but I think she's Texas glitz and glamour, which isn't L.A., it's not celebrity, it's not New York, it's not lights. It's a little bit of, like, big city, big hair. We like to be seen. We like to be seen in a Texas big town.
Man, we not make America's so many town. Assumptions off of wardrobe, don't we?
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, like having this conversation, also based like, off two seasons of learning her and now seeing her in newspapers and magazines. I just said newspapers, like I read a newspaper often. I actually did the other day in the airport. But, you know, and following her on Twitter and Snapchat and seeing these things, you know, you feel like you get to know somebody. It's not just based off, obviously, what we see she wears, but I think that's the vibe I get from her. And like I told you guys before, I interact with her a little bit, and that's the vibe I get.
I mean, I will say for me, my favorite part of this entire season was watching JoJo in that hotel room with those three guys. Because I was like, this girl is fun. She's cool. I want to hang out with her. Like, she's just in a white t-shirt and jeans, and she's probably having, like, the best date she's had.
We haven't seen anything like that either.
Well, let's talk about
this.
She
really pushed that.
Yeah, the date card said, let our love soar. And obviously because of the rain, they couldn't. So they just sat in this hotel room and played games. And I think she even said that. She goes, it afforded me to have conversations. I'm learning more about these guys than I probably would have otherwise.
Right, because they were so comfortable, too.
But well, James made it kind of weird with the whole, like, Robbie's checking out other
wandering eye Robbie. Robbie, I get pissed about that.
Yes,
Robbie just kind
of course.
Kind of, that was weird.
Definitely a time, Robbie, to call someone out. Be like, he's making that up. Stop doing that, James.
Yeah, like,
it's uncomfortable.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But also, JoJo was James wouldn't lie. She defended him on the bed
in front of everyone.
Yes, she did. She was literally lying in Robbie's arms.
Can we talk about how awkward that cuddle session was, by the way? All four of them. Three guys and one girl
on
a bed.
So awkward.
Someone said
awkward enough, none of us know what to exactly say. Like, yes, it was awkward.
It's even more awkward with James calling out Robbie while she's in his arms.
Oh, she's like touching both of them.
While his hand is on Robbie's leg.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's talk. So with Robbie... She has this time with Robbie. Let's do time with Robbie, the Chase, and James. So with Robbie, she is talking about his past relationship, and he talks about 3 years. He never saw her house. You know, they dated almost 4 years. He never saw her house, and he's being such a family guy. And then he goes, I'm absolutely over that. And then he looks away, and he's like, this is hard to talk about. I feel like those are the most contradicting statements ever. He literally said, I'm absolutely over it, and then he said it was hard to talk about. Back to back, like in the same breath, he said these things. Did you guys notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that.
For me, watching that, and you guys tell me what you think, watching that, I instantly thought, he's not over that relationship. There's still a huge wound there. That's what I thought.
Really? I think I was thinking, he was probably thinking, oh gosh, I hope she doesn't find out that I left her to go on The Bachelorette.
That's what you were thinking?
That's what I think Robbie was thinking.
Hmm. You thought that in the moment, or did you think that when you saw the
preview? You think he left the girl to go on The Bachelorette?
Well, I think I've been thinking that since everyone has been saying that.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. So minus the fact that everybody's been saying it, would you have thought that based on this, or would you have thought that he was over it?
Personally, I don't think that I ever felt Robbie was genuine from the beginning. I think he said, I love you way too quickly.
Yeah.
I don't trust his actions.
There's something about him that's kind of just doesn't vibe with JoJo for me. And I don't know how to put my finger on it or what it is. Something about their energies for me just is different. And I don't know how to explain it. You guys feel that?
No, for sure.
But how do you explain it? Like, what do you put that on? Is it their conversation? Is it the depth of how far they've, you know, gone?
We haven't seen a lot from Robbie either.
Yeah,
we're getting these little snidbits where he's saying he loves her. And we're having these intimate moments, but there's nothing arcing that gap for us.
Yeah.
As there is for Luke and there is for Jordan.
What is the disconnect? I cannot figure it out.
What do you think about their relationship?
I thought Robbie was going to come on strong towards the end. I told you that earlier because they hadn't shown him as much. So they were like, let's have this dark horse come in a little bit later. So I'm interested to see what happens there. I don't see it. But maybe that's just a product of the edit, you know?
I mean, look at the chat roll right now. Amisha, Robbie's ex situation is all sorts of weird. Elaine, Robbie is so fake. Brooke, Robbie went way downhill for me. Ashley Burns, Robbie is a genuine.
Was he uphill for you previously?
Misha C, Robbie's a creep. That is all. Abby J, Robbie's hair alone tells you he's too sleek. Like, that's 17 comments in a row. Like, everybody's saying the same.
This is a ski jump.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think everyone's feeling the same way.
What about our time with Chase? I mean, for that one, for me, her time with Chase, he's not very good at eye contact, is what I've picked up. When he talks seriously, if you're JoJo and I'm Chase, hoping we're on the wide shot here, he does this. Like, if I'm going to tell you something, like, well, JoJo, I guess I've been thinking about it a lot. And then he looks in between. He can't be here and connect. And so it seemed very awkward to me. And then if you watch, she started to do some of the same stuff she did with Alex. She would blink and kind of hold her eyes closed for a second. She did this at one point, like touched her nose and kind of put her finger here. Did you guys notice that?
And her inner monologue was, just get through this. Just get through this. We're good.
See,
we're tired, but we can make it.
See, I think that she actually really likes Chase. I think
she
doesn't know. I think she wants a little bit more from him, but I think she actually enjoys his company and, you know, and has some feelings for him. I think she's just trying to get him to express that.
Do you think that this goes back to the beginning of the show when Allie does... Caitlin said, hey, if you feel something towards somebody, kind of put them on the back burner. Do you feel like she's felt something for Chase and she's fighting for that to go like, I kind of put him over here because I felt something for him, but Luke and Jordan have come on so strong, I still need to explore that, and that's why he's there?
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's definitely part of it.
Because if it does come on, that might be really awesome.
Yeah,
she doesn't want to make the wrong choice.
Yeah, I think that's part of it for sure. And also,
good, I'm glad you agree.
Speaking of body language, I mean, she was picking up her glass of wine and doing that little nose thing. But if you looked at them, like, their legs were completely intertwined. They were holding hands.
She did that with Alex, too, right before
she
let him go.
But she did not do that with James. James, they were, like, super awkward. They were, like, making out with each other, but they were also, like, arms lengths away.
Let's talk about that. That was the next one. James sits down, and I know we got a lot to cover here in the last few minutes, but James, the way he talked about love was different than anybody else that's talked about love on the show to this point. Mm-hmm. He was so talking about his family, and you heard his heart come through in his words and his tone. And I was shocked to hear. I mean, it was shocked in a good way, like, oh, my gosh, how is... Like, if she can't let this guy go. And that's the first thing I thought. It's like, there's got to be...
I think we all knew that this day was, like, an impending day.
Right, I
didn't think
so. You know?
Even though we all rooted for him, just wanted him so badly to come through. Because I think we all see that in ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. See the underdog in ourselves and go, yeah, I am, you know.
He said, I'm very much in the process of falling for you. That's the best feeling I've ever felt in my whole life.
I mean, he's so sweet, but I think we've said he's in the friend zone from, like, week two or three. So I don't think this should be shocking. I'm actually surprised he made it this far.
Really?
So do you think...
Yeah.
I think
she wants to like him, but, like, I think she's only had positive feelings for him because he's such a great guy, and he is. And I hope he finds love, but I never believed he would find it with JoJo.
Do you think that she wanted to let him go earlier?
I think so, a little bit, to protect his heart.
Maybe, but I think that she also probably really wanted to explore that. Mm-hmm. I think he's, like, the type of guy she feels like she should be falling in love with, And it was almost like trying to make herself do that, you know?
Can I give my honest opinion?
Yes, please do.
I think 3 weeks ago, in the chronological order of the show, 3 weeks ago when they were taping, she knew. I think she was just like, it's not there. Maybe even sooner. And I think that she wanted to. And I think, similar to what you said, I think producers were like, ah, keep this guy around. We need to continue to edit him well and show. Because right now, I would say if anybody picked, right now, he's got a giant chance at the next Bachelor.
I think he's got a giant chance.
And if you listen to the music, the edits, and the music that plays behind him, he's got such a solid edit, them showing that much of his time leaving and that much of his sweet side and just enough of his bad boy side that he's got a divide. For me, I think that there was a little bit of a case made by the show to see how fans react.
God, making me think a little bit.
I mean,
Danny.
I guess I could see that, but I really do not think he will be the next Bachelor.
Why? He might not be but I think that he's in the conversation.
Because I don't think he's interesting enough where girls will feel like he's the number one guy in America they should
be
dating.
He's probably interesting enough. He's just not sexy
enough. He's not sexy enough. Fine! I was trying to be politically correct. I was trying to be friendly about it.
I know, I was just going to get you there.
Oh! I mean, do you think so?
Look, if he were Jordan or Luke in Luke's body, yeah, people would be like, fuck yes. Sorry for my language, but yes, yes, yes.
Right, fine. But the thing is, he's handsome, too. It's not even about that, but he's not sexy.
Wait till he drops his first album, and America's going to be like, Jesus, get this guy on the show.
We all blew it.
Sorry.
But to your point, Danny, I think he could be in the conversation.
He's in the conversation.
Somebody tweeted that to me tonight, and I thought, they're crazy.
But I don't
maybe
think
he's not as crazy as
I don't think he's
thought.
Insecure at all. Cindy Lou just said he's insecure. He's really sweet, but JoJo wants a more confident man. I don't think he's insecure.
I 100% with that. Who said that?
Cindy.
Do you think he's insecure?
Cindy Lou. I 100% agree with you. He's absolutely insecure.
I think he's one of the least insecure guys
on
the show.
No way. No one who's secure about themselves would be saying that stuff about Robbie, would be saying that stuff about Jordan.
He's also a jokester, and there's something to be said about the fact that neither of them got really mad at him.
Yes,
because they have a base of like he's a goofball, he jokes around, he's built a friendship where he can say that stuff and they didn't snap it.
And that's why Robbie's like, he's lying, he's joking.
Any other guy in the house would have snapped. Imagine if Alex was on that bed and James was like, yeah, we call him WEA, Wandering Eye Alex. Alex would have been like, you shut your effing mouth. He would have went at him.
Yeah.
If James said that?
Yeah, because James is like the lovable guy in the house. He has friendships with these guys.
I mean, I agree with that, but I still think he's insecure.
A guy can get on stage and sing and make music. Oftentimes, those guys are some of the most secure guys you'll see. I think he's one of the best on the show.
May I present
you
a
guys,
third option?
Let us know what you think.
His whole presenting himself is like, hey, I'm not necessarily the most attractive guy, don't take my shirt off and got the abs, is his way of compensating for some insecurities. It doesn't mean he's an insecure person.
Sure.
He has insecurities,
but
just as we all do.
That's my slow clap. My slow clap for you.
Yes, exactly.
We've
come so far together.
But if that's, I don't know if that's compensating, that's more of just putting it out there and being like, look, I'm not that guy. If you can just put it out there and say it, I think that actually says the opposite. I think that you're a secure person.
Uh-uh.
If you're secure enough in yourself, like, look, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be the model. I'm not going
to
be.
We beg to differ.
We disagree.
I completely disagree.
Kindly.
I completely disagree.
Sorry,
I think he is an incredibly secure guy.
What's Chatroll say?
They said he's
Danny,
insecure.
Danny, don't only read the comments that agree with your opinion.
He's been doing that the whole time.
That is not true. There's so many. They just go nonstop.
No, I'm kidding with you.
Okay, anyways, let's move on to Luke because we got a few minutes left. Luke, good God.
Luke is so sexy.
He is a country boy. And I think America collectively tweeted this out when he was like, yeah, the first time I broke a horse, I think America collectively just swooned.
I mean, him with that horse reminded me that he walked in on a unicorn, or he rode in on a unicorn.
That's right,
the first
he did.
Night.
Yeah.
Luke.
Oh, that.
Luke is sexy. Luke is a man. Oh, I like Luke.
Yeah, he's comfortable. He is really easy. He doesn't make, if you notice his body language, it just seems like he knows exactly what he wants, where he's going to go. I really liked. Let's go into some other elements. My favorite
thing was the conversation they had at the end, and where she straight up was said, you know, do you think you'll stay in a small town forever? What do you see next? Mm-hmm. And he was very honest and said, you know, I don't know exactly what's around the corner for me, but that he wants to, and I get this 100% because this is exactly where I am in life right now. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I know the path I'm on. I know where I'm going. But do I know exactly what 2017 looks like? No.
Because
I'm hoping I meet somebody and make that decision with them. You know what I mean? With
100%.
Them. 100%. Yeah. I loved that. That said so much about him for me. And I already really liked him. Like him even more.
I love totally. That too. I agree 100%.
I think him and Jordan did a lot for himself. But for me, it's obviously Jordan and Luke and then everyone else.
If she doesn't pick Luke, he better be the next Bachelor.
I think that's what might happen.
If I were a producer, that's what I would want to make happen. I'd be like, listen, yeah. JoJo, you and Jordan, you're so good together. You guys love each other.
I know.
Do you think they do that?
Oh, 100%. Oh, absolutely they
do. They butter them up behind to get you going down the path they need of the comments.
Absolutely. That's why I think Ben told JoJo that he loved her because they were like, Lauren B came
Nick
on
said
so
this,
strong.
Nick said this last
okay,
season.
Okay, I understand that with JoJo and Lauren saying I love you, but do you really feel like they influence who they choose?
Oh, absolutely.
They're not
going to
risk a show. The head person of that show. Just that's not by
Elon
like,
is a genius.
Okay, I just feel like every season that I've watched, I feel like they've always picked who I thought they would pick.
I feel like we just told a kid that Santa Claus wasn't real.
You
I'm
did.
Sorry.
I mean, you guys, I refuse to believe this.
Yeah, and I will say this though. Then we get to the rose ceremony. Obviously, the canceled cocktail party. When JoJo came out and gave her speech pre roses.
Yes.
Do you think someone wrote it?
Ooh,
or do you
I
think
thought,
that was off the top of her
I
head?
I had
this
same
too?
Thing. I go, this is planned in a mirror.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
She's like, she'd been rehearsing
I remember
this.
Last year. And I have yeah, to follow it, my heart as I navigate this territory.
Not
she was
like
kind of like
voice.
Reading a teleprompter.
And I would be... I was exactly what I
yes.
wrote down. I said, it's like she was written by Obama's speechwriter. And she goes, I would be the luckiest girl in the
she
world
goes like this with her
to
hand.
End up with any of you.
I
she said it. She didn't
girl.
Stutter. Yeah. There was perfect pauses in between each word. It was like perfectly grammatically.
This is probably how her conversation went down with producers.
Go.
I wanted them both to go home last week. So tell me what you want me to say to them.
Yeah,
and like, here's a perfectly scripted.
I've been up all night. I what do I do?
Yeah.
Please have it written
Jeez.
Out.
Robbie already has a rose. She goes Luke. She goes Jordan. And then she goes Chase. And watching James crinkle face.
Did you think it was going to be James going home?
You asked me in the middle of the show, you goes, who do you think is going to go home? And I kind of thought it was going to be James.
I thought it was going to be Chase.
I wanted Chase, but I kind of just had a bad feeling.
Poor
and
James.
I think, yeah, some of the body language when they talked after the date. But watching his
I know. I felt bad for him.
Poor guy. And then watching the way he handled it and went over and, like, grabbed her and gave her an even bigger hug. Watching him handle that like a complete gentleman and the things he said to her afterwards.
Like, girls have been telling that. Saying that my whole life, like, I
oh,
hope you find
that
a girl.
Stabbed me in my heart.
I was like, damn.
And then wait, you know what JoJo said? She goes, you have touched my heart in so many ways, and I'm lucky because you've made me a better person.
You know what? She handled it the best she could, and you have to give her a lot of respect for her.
Props.
For, you know.
Twice in one night.
Yeah,
Alex and James. I think James is going to be the hardest letdown she'll have. I think that, for her, is going to be harder than whenever she lets down Chase or Robbie.
I think after meeting their families, that's going to be difficult.
I don't know. That I don't think we didn't see. We haven't seen anything of Chase. That's either a good thing or that means there's like nothing there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Robbie, it looks like the one that the tears are over, which surprises me because I don't see it as nearly as big of a connection between her and Robbie as Jordan and.
Yeah, I think they might be unrelated.
You think so? You think the tears?
She
are
was in
bigger?
A blue dress, which meant like
which was the. Hottest
but when
date.
She was talking to Robbie, she was just in regular date clothes, and she's
me,
like, "Just be honest."
That
with
was like
me.
The rose ceremony.
Yeah, I think
oh.
something.
That's interesting.
And it looked like she was on a tarmac or something.
Yeah,
right?
She was.
That's the possibility of she both of them didn't propose.
No.
Whoa. In the world,
that's
no.
the first time I've thought this. You think that's a possibility?
Nah.
No, I don't think so.
Does she end up in
the producers wouldn't.
You don't think they would let that?
I just don't think they'd let that happen. But I don't know.
I think
it's happened before.
It's crazy
yeah.
out there. We don't know the rules. There are no rules.
I think that I wouldn't actually be surprised. Oh, no, I don't know. I'm so torn. I don't know. I think one of them will propose. But I think she will get her heart broken at some point.
Luke
by
would
one
propose.
Of them. Yeah, Luke would.
He proposed.
You don't think Jordan would?
I think Jordan would, too.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
they would, too.
I
think they all would,
yeah.
except Chase.
Some people are wondering if it's not Luke or Jordan or James that they would go back to another season to pick a past person to
no.
be a Bachelor. They've done it before.
Not in recent years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Alright, anything else? We see next week, we see the drama with Robbie, we see drama with Jordan, and this whole, you know, situation with his brother, and it sounds like there's a bigger wound there than we know about, but we don't see anything really with Chase or with Luke, other than, you know, positives with Luke's dad and a cowboy hat and all that.
Oh my gosh, that family
was so
cute.
I even said that in a country, with a cowboy hat and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Any other thoughts?
I'm excited for that. Nope.
Mm.
All right. Next week is hometowns and potentially the real Chad Johnson. My God. Chelsea will be back next week. We will all be here. You get a full panel for the first time in what, weeks?
Weeks, yes. Yeah.
I'm very, very excited about this.
And hopefully Chad will be here as well. So make sure you tweet him.
Literally just said that.
Oh, you did?
But to round it out, Brooks, can you say it too? Just...
just let's make sure that we tweet at Chad. What is his Twitter?
Real Chad Johnson.
And hashtag keep Chad in LA.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, a big thank you to everybody in the chat role, as always. And for the Snapchats, you guys are phenomenal. I'm sorry we kind of botched Kiss the Girl. Maybe we'll do a little Snapchat rendition later. I don't know if we'll have enough time. And thank you to the producers, as always. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Tweet at Chad. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.